USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The mayor of Miami-Dade says officials still have hope they will find survivors from the partial collapse of a high-rise condo near Miami Beach. At least four people are dead and 159 others are unaccounted for as crews search. Rescuers continue to focus on an area where sounds were heard. Rachel Spiegel has been waiting for word on her mother, who is one of the 159 people unaccounted for.
We're just praying and hoping for a miracle. I mean, my mom means everything to me, and I need her in my life.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin was sentenced to 22 years and 6 months in prison for the murder of George Floyd. Chauvin will have to serve at least two-thirds of that sentence before he will be eligible for parole. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
Governor Brian Kemp is calling the Justice Department's lawsuit over Georgia's election law baseless. He says the Biden administration is weaponizing the DOJ because a national vote measure went down to defeat in the Senate.
We are not backing down. I am not backing down. And I can tell you that Joe Biden, Stacey Abrams, and Merrick Garland don't scare me.
The Republican governor also calling the DOJ lawsuit unconstitutional and claimed the new law expands Georgia voting even more so than New York, New Jersey, and Biden's home state of Delaware. U.S. intelligence officials have examined more than a dozen sightings of unexplained aerial objects that displayed no visible propulsion or that used technology beyond the known capabilities of the United States or its adversaries. That's according to a senior U.S. official describing a new report. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Plans to bring our troops home from Afghanistan continue to be worked out. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, Wendy King has the details.
The State Department and the Pentagon are working on plans to evacuate thousands of Afghan citizens who worked for the U.S. during the 20-year war in Afghanistan. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby said, "We're taking this seriously. We know we have an obligation to these men and their families." More than 17,000 Afghan citizens who worked with the U.S. and allied forces during the war are eligible for resettlement in the U.S. under the Special Immigrant Visa Program. The problem is the process is slow, with the average wait time stretching over 3 years. Observers fear that the September 11th deadline for withdrawing the U.S. forces from Afghanistan puts the lives of America's allies at risk of being targeted by the Taliban after the departure. At least 50 of Afghans' 370 districts have fallen to the Taliban since May, according to the United Nations.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy says the Speaker has not spoken to him about a select committee to investigate the Capitol breach on January 6th.
Question that you're referring to asked if I would talk to you about it. I have no problem talking to anybody about it.
The California Republican criticizing Pelosi for limiting the scope of any investigation. He says the Good Friday attack that killed one officer should also be looked at. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.